This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Let's put the political debate over immigration in this country aside for a second. It's going to be tricky. I get that, but let's try. And instead, let's concentrate for the next couple of minutes on the economic realities of life on our southern border. Marketplace's Andy Euler has been spending some time in the Rio Grande Valley, talking to people who don't recognize the political conversation at the national level in their daily lives. Here's Andy and part two of our series, Business at the Border.
22-year-old waiter Fernando Alonso is finishing up his shift at El Mesón, a Mexican food restaurant in downtown Laredo, Texas. Feeling pretty good about his haul of tips for the day, he'll clean up his section, hop in his car, and head home to Mexico. Trip will take him about half an hour. The thing is, Alonso is a U.S. citizen, born and raised in Laredo, but he chooses to live across the border in Nuevo Laredo. The rent is cheap there.
Rent, I spend like $300, $400, the most.
The average price for a two-bedroom in Nuevo Laredo is about $275 a month. A similar apartment in Laredo goes for at least three times as much. Alonso's wife and young daughter are Mexican citizens, and he's working on their U.S. citizenship papers. He says in the meantime, he's saving $100 a week to buy a house.
And we can do that because, I mean, life is cheaper over there.
Yes, it's cheaper over there in Nuevo Laredo, but he says when he does buy a house, it'll be on the U.S. side. He wants his kids to go to school in Texas and says it's safer than the Mexican side. Another waiter I run into in a different restaurant in downtown Laredo represents the other side of the same coin. Monico parks his car in Nuevo Laredo, then takes a 10-minute walk across the international bridge to wait tables in the U.S. After he's done, he goes home to Nuevo Laredo. But Monico, and we're not using his last name here because he's worried about his legal status, is a citizen of Mexico.
Yo soy residente de Estados Unidos.
He tells me he's got a green card, but keeps apartments in both Laredo and Nuevo Laredo, where his wife and three kids live. He says he sleeps in Mexico at least half of the time because his wife and kids are afraid of crime. Like Alonso, he wants to earn as many dollars as he can and eventually buy a house on the American side of the border. Working here in the U.S. is better, he says, because wages are higher. But people in Monico's position, Mexican citizens working in the U.S., could wind up in immigration courts and even lose residency cards if U.S. Customs believes they're abandoning their residence inside the United States in favor of living in Mexico. It's hard to know exactly how many people live in Mexico and work in the U.S., but Federico Schaffler, who studies cross-border commerce at Texas A&M International University in Laredo, thinks it's a lot. In fact, he's one of them. He drives back home to Mexico every night after work, says he knows a lot of people all along the border who do the same.
In Tijuana, in Mexicali, in Ciudad Juarez, in Nuevo Laredo, in Reynosa, in Matamoros, because it's better for their economy, their personal economy. They earn dollars and they spend pesos.
The free flow of people and commerce across the border is something that Laredo Mayor Pete Sines is keen to protect. He's opposed to President Trump's wall, says it would hurt business.
Our economy, local economy, there's 40-50% based on trade, on commerce, on people coming into the U.S. and shopping at our stores. So it's a delicate balance for us.
And he says the relationship between Laredo and Nuevo Laredo is quite good right now. He's just hoping Washington doesn't do anything rash that would tip the scales. In Laredo, Texas, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.